And what an extraordinary weekend of AFL. And really the main highlight, of course, in front of 50,000 people, that AFLW Grand Final. We need to talk to our footy expert, Wayne Schwoss.
Talking footy with Swatter.
Don't tell me! Don't bloody tell me! I don't believe it!
7 years unlimited kilometre warranty and roadside assist. Test drive your new MG today at Albury Wodonga MG.
Hey, this might be the first Crows win that you've ever been happy about, Wayne Schwoss.
There's no doubt about it. The Adelaide Crows women's team, what a mighty football club, what a mighty football team, what an amazing group of ladies, what an amazing group of people, what an outstanding result. And more importantly, 53,000 people turned up to watch the AFLW Grand Final. What an amazing showcase that was for women's sport, women's AFL, and more broadly, the popularity of the game for the girls. Outstanding.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Just to finally see, you know, the crowds that are due to such incredible athletes.
Yeah, they were expecting around 25,000 to the game, Lou, and to get 53,000.
Yeah.
And that would rank up in the top five biggest crowds at Adelaide Oval, and that includes the boys. So I think that's just a terrific reflection.
It actually really would. It was incredible. Hey, Swatter, Aaron Phillips, one of the most extraordinary athletes that this country has ever produced. She is an absolute gun. She did her ACL, and she was best on ground. Now, if someone came up to you back in the day and said, "You're guaranteed to win the grand final, but you've got to do your ACL," would you have taken that?
In a heartbeat.
Oh, really?
I told you, Lou. We pondered that today.
Yeah, we did.
In a heartbeat, because the premiership. I mean, I played in one over 14 and a half years. I made one grand final. If you walked up to me today and asked me that question, that was a chance to win the second, I'd do it right now.
Wow, really?
Yeah, wouldn't hesitate. Without any hesitation whatsoever, because you become a premiership player. You recover, and Aaron will recover from an ACL reconstruction.
Premiership winning captain and player.
She was voted best on ground in another grand final, a premiership grand final. That would be something I think most athletes, male and female, would take immediately.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Well, that's the difference between me and an athlete.
Yeah.
Right there, Swatter. There
you go. Oh, I thought you were going to say me and Matt, but no, that's okay.
I'd take it too, Swatter. I'd take it too. Hey, Swatter, isn't it extraordinary, just two rounds into the men's AFL, that already there are heads on the chopping block, so to speak.
Lions have won two games.
Yeah, have won two. But Melbourne and the Dons, Essendon, I mean, they're under serious pressure.
Yeah, I was thinking about this over the weekend. I think these two teams play each other this coming round, if I'm not mistaken. And I was thinking about the Bombers on the weekend. Look, I'm not close to the club, so I really don't have any insight as to what's going on. But clearly there's things that are happening that aren't conducive to good footy, because how can you have 6 months off? You can have a complete break from the game. You can have a pre-season. You can have all the training, JLT games, and get ready. And their first two games of football have been listless.
Yeah.
Clearly something's not right at the footy club, and this is a massive game of footy for both of these teams on the weekend.
Yeah, we'll be huge. All right, Lou, to see us out, a moment on your bloody Lions.
Oh, how good were the Lions again on the weekend, Swatter?
I did tip them. To win on the weekend. And no, just playing great, confident footy. Obviously, confidence levels are high. They've recruited incredibly well. And I think it's refreshing to see the Brisbane Lions be more than competitive. And when you think about the fact that they've got half their games at home this year, I'm not going to say they're a lock, Lou.
But based
on two rounds of footy, they keep doing this and win the majority of their games at home and then jag a few more on the road. Maybe. Just maybe.
You should see the look on her face, Swatter.
I'm excited. You've turned my mood around, Swatter. I was a little bit crabby this morning. I had a crank on, but you've really changed it.
A good partner knows the buttons and when to push them. I've just got my feet on that button right now. Brisbane are doing it beautifully.
All right, Swatter. We'll talk on Thursday. Of course, it's the Crows and Geelong, so we'll smash Geelong, put them in their place, and we'll catch you then for the tipping.
Roger that. Look forward to it.